You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We should probably talk about the Children's Museum first. Get the serious stuff out of the way.
I know, man. If you're thinking about loading up your kiddos today and heading out to the Children's Museum of Denver, don't. They are closing today through February 4th due to angry outbursts by people that are arriving at the museum and refusing to wear masks. This is what it's come to, Dom. They're trying to follow all the, you know, public safety guidelines and all that. They're doing their part. But I guess people have been throwing temper tantrums and being really mean and rude to the staff there. So they're just going to shut it down for a little while and give their staff some pep talks, I guess.
I understand that people who listen to our show are on both sides of this. Fine.
Sure. Yeah.
Fine. However, all I will say is you can still be courteous to people and act in a civilized manner, whatever your feelings may be on an issue, and taking out rules on a staff that's just following the rules that are given to them is just not cool.
That's not cool. You know, it's not their fault. They're not making the rules. They're just trying to follow and keep working, you know? And
again, what Jeremy and I are doing, we are not taking sides on this, and we're not, we have a side on the inside, but on the radio, we are not taking a side on this. What we're saying is, no matter what side you are on, be civil to other people.
Yeah. So this is a bummer, and you feel bad for the families
and
the kids.
Someone will get mad
that
I said that.
That's all right, whatever. But you feel bad for the families and the kids who just want to go and have a good time, and now they can't until the 4th. So they're going to review policies and kind of, they say, bolster the policies to in hopes of preventing this type of behavior in the future, yada, yada, yada. So they've released a statement online. So anyway, there's a heads up on the Children's
so
Museum.
So the rude people will be back on the 4th.
That's right.
Saying.
They'll be lining up.
They'll
be
rushing back out. I've waited 2 weeks to come be rude to you.
Here I am. I'm back. And then this story this morning about the dude that just won $4 million. It's the Mega Millions prize in North Carolina. Gabriel Fierro, 60-year-old dude. Bought his ticket for Tuesday night's Mega Millions drawing online, and the winning numbers, Dom, came from a fortune cookie. You always hear these stories of people that actually go and play those goofy numbers that you get on that little piece of paper when you crack open that cookie, and this time around, it won this guy $4 million. He said he tried it on a whim, matched all five balls, earning the $1 million. And then it was quadrupled when he hit the 4X multiplier ball, if you're familiar with all that stuff. And he says he was dumbfounded, as I would be as well. Yeah, that's pretty cool, huh?
No, it kind of angers me. Because
it's cool. It's like, screw this guy. First
no,
of all.
No, it has nothing to do with him winning.
for me, it does. Screw this guy.
For me, it has to do with the story getting out, because it's about 5 months ago, I ran into a story about the number of people overall who've won lotteries because of fortune cookies, and it was crying out to be a mind bender, so I've had it set aside. I was even going to do it this week. and then this story breaks. I'm like, well, hell, I guess I can't. There goes another mind bender that I can't use.
Tuck it back for October or something.
Why couldn't he have just waited, another week to 10 days, I could have done the mind bender, and then the story would have come out. People would be like, oh my God, I just heard about that on the mind bender.
you'll be fine. Like I said, October, no
October,
big deal.
October-ish. You won't forget, though. I know
I'm
going to
make a note
right
now. Fortune cookies, October. but
good for him. I saw in that story originally, it listed the number. In fact, you want me to dig it up?
I was looking for the numbers right now. I don't see the actual numbers.
No. I'm not talking about his numbers.
Oh, the other numbers of how many people.
The whole thing I was going to do the mind bender around was about the number of people who have used fortune cookies.
I guess it's a decent strategy,
it sounds like. And so what they did is they took all of the winning ones that have come from fortune cookies, and they pulled out of that the numbers that come up the most often in winning fortune cookies. God, I've got a whole stack here. You know what? I'm going to dig it up, and then I will come back here in a little bit, and I will tell you what those numbers are.
Yeah.
And then everybody can go play those numbers. And then when you win, you'll be splitting it 24,000 ways.